So, hi. Tuesday morning. Happy Taco Tuesday. I don't normally, you know, Tuesday is usually reserved for writing and business calls I need to take. But there was something I was far too excited to share. So, as many of you have known for a while, those of you who have been stuck with me, as well as those who are new friends. Hi, how you doing? Hopefully everything's going well. You're finding things great. I'm working on it. Whatever it is, I'm working on it. Anybody who knows that I'm a writer first and a voice actor second. Why do I record the stuff that I write? Well, I do that because I believe in the oral tradition. I believe in campfire stories and the fact that the first stories we were told were ones that were passed, you know, from voice to ear and so on and so forth. But that being said, given how expansive my universe, the universe that my head is building, given how expansive it is, I have started to make volumes. At this point, the Black Pearl Anthology hit page 150 a couple of days ago, and it's not losing steam. Venera is up and chugging. I've got so many. Let's see here. I've got... Yeah. Yeah, I've got Harrow and the Hecate. In the midst, I've got Sweet Sybil that I'm working on. There's a number of Remy and Amy for anybody playing the home game, though that one might be amended because I got to make changes because I made a narrative link there that I hadn't made before. So I know that there's at least one person looking at Joe. Who is like, oh, he's going to retcon. Yeah, I probably am. Just one little thing, one little detail though. Not a little detail. Anyway, it's not the point. What am I trying to say? I'm a writer, guys. I write. And I think it has not been a secret that I've been prepping the first book to be published, or I'm in the process. And I was, you know, I've been working on chapters, obviously, easily done, but I didn't have the hook, the lead in, until this morning at 4:45. Long story short. Okay, so Appa got a double ear infection. And so Appa was up at 4. I gave Appa a little bit of ouchy meds because ears ouchy, but Appa being up woke up the kids, so getting the kids back to sleep, and all of a sudden it hit me. I had this perfect idea, this encapsulation of a prologue, and so I'm going to share it with you. The thing following this is the prologue to the tale of Red and Wolf. Now, I am too excited to keep it bottled up. I am looking forward to being able to do so much more, being able to expand beyond. I'm looking forward to finally having these pieces on the page for you to utilize and reference whenever you'd like. But given how excited I am about this, there's no way I couldn't. How? And I'm hitting the wall. There's no way I couldn't share this with you. Because without you, each and every one of you being here, listening to the stories that I tell, you know, laughing at the jokes, crying at the sensitive parts, if you weren't here, I wouldn't be able to do this. And I am always going to be grateful to you for helping my dream come true. So, Nick the Forge Bearer. in association with Forge Bear Industries and the NTFBI LLC, proudly presents, posted above, because I didn't want to do the intro and connect it directly to the piece, the prologue of A Tale of Red and Wolf.